Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. This radio commentary is brought to you by the Renewable Fuels Association, Walmart Stores, Monsanto, and John Deere. They're all friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy in prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. Here I am on the family farm in Illinois. The weather has been absolutely perfect. Hasn't been that way most of the year. We still have yellow spots in our cornfield where it's been too wet. It's obvious that all of the water has resulted in a loss of nitrogen, and our yield will suffer some. And still, I expect to harvest an acceptable crop, perhaps about as good as last year. You will recall that last year was a very difficult year. Well, let's hope we're not still picking corn come Christmas this year. On an encouraging note, our soybeans look terrific. When our pigs are happy and healthy, their self-esteem is off the chart. All of us are happier if we feel that we are appreciated. And these high hog prices are just what it takes to move that happy hog needle. Well, being on the farm affords the opportunity to meet and talk to neighbors and family friends. Just drive up and down the road. Look at the fields of corn and soybeans. Wheat's been harvested already. Cattle grazing. You see pigs in the field. These are family farms. Some have been in the families for generations. The truth is, 95% of our farms are family businesses. You wouldn't know that from reading the big city newspapers. They'd lead you to believe that all of our farms are owned and operated by big corporations. Well, that kind of false information diminishes support for family businesses as we know them today. Our citizens are easily influenced by such misleading information. And think about it. Turn back the calendar just 50 years, and almost everyone, even in the city, had some family farm connection. Well, not the case today. In fact, every new generation is further removed from rural America. Farms are bigger today. We can produce more with less. Less land, less energy, less labor, and the food costs less money. It's been an amazing transformation, freeing up millions of farm workers to do other productive work, like building the internet. Agriculture, like most industries, has had to change to remain competitive. There are those that would like for us to go back to low-yield, inefficient agriculture of yesterday. But we're not going there. Until next week, I am John Block, down on the farm.
In the rain, as we kiss goodbye and